Hello, my name is Herb Middleton, and this is my wife,
Janelle
Middleton, and we are so happy and excited to welcome you to the Second Marriage Podcast. This is a podcast that is dedicated to those that are born again, that understand the kingdom of God, or willing to learn more about the understanding of what it is to have a second marriage experience. The second marriage experience is based on the second Adam, which is Christ. The Bible says that husbands need to love and should love their wives as Christ loved the church.
What's the rest of it? So much so.
So much so.
That.
Go ahead. Finish it.
He gave himself.
He gave himself. And thank you for that point. that goes, that's sharing in advance what this is going to be about, because my wife and I, we have reached a point in our marriage where we understand both parts as in submission to the Lord, our Christ first. You see, if you're not submitted to the Lord first, you probably will be open a door for a disconnection with your spouse, because Christ is about love. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So this is just an introduction. I'm just coming through a challenging point in my life. I had a mild stroke three weeks ago. And so my speech is not totally where I want it to be, but it's good enough for you to understand what I'm saying. And this commitment to this is what the Lord has laid on my heart before the stroke. So now is a time that we are gathered together to introduce this podcast to you. What do you feel about it? Are you excited? I'm excited. You know, we don't have no script. We just going off the...
Lord.
Yeah, this is unscripted, baby. This is as real as it comes.
But it's honest.
It's honest.
And these conversations are to give our experience, our point of view, what we've learned, what God has said to us, and hopefully it can apply or to someone else, or it can help someone else. It's not a marriage advice. It's information.
I like that.
My perspective, right? Is information, because I'm not giving marriage advice. We're not marriage counselors. We're not marriage ministry.
Yeah, none of that.
Information. And so, you know, information is information. But I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. Because we're an interesting couple right here.
We're pretty interesting. I think you know, information is good. I can speak for myself.
Right.
I will be sharing some revelation that I've gathered through experience. Mm-hmm. As you know, this is we're coming up on 29 years of marriage.
Right.
And you know, some people, well, some people, they glory in the quantity.
Yeah.
And instead of glorying and being concerned more about the quality of your relationship.
You could be married for a really long time and be very hateful the whole time.
Do we have to start off that deep?
I'm just saying.
You know, the reality, that is true. You could be married for a long time and be divorced for a long time. You could be married a long time and be separated. You could sleep in the same bed and bed be undefiled, but you be totally disconnected.
Say sick.
This is something. This is something that my wife and I, we've been through, and it took a lot of years of sacrifice and separation and restoration to get us to this place that we can now talk to other married couples from a real place that are in the kingdom of God. It's very important, that they understand, that our listeners understand, there is a different perspective that the kingdom of God has concerning marriage than the world.
What perspective is that?
That the perspective is, I'll give you an example. A man that feels like a woman is not giving him all that he needs will sometimes go elsewhere because he may feel like, I'm a man. And that is the way of the natural husband.
Okay.
On the other side, the kingdom of God, Christ side, it is not about what a man gets. Mm-hmm. It's about what he sacrifices. Because Christ, what he did, he loved so much that he died. Mm-hmm. And most husbands, we don't want to die. We don't want to die to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't want to die to our flesh. Mm-hmm. We don't want to die to our desires. We don't want to die to a lot of stuff. We can go down the line.
Do you think that the kingdom perspective is something that is chosen or is automatic for someone who is a believer? Because there are believers, there are kingdom-minded people who may not, agree with that, or may not live that. Let me not say agree. May not live that. So do you think it's kingdom perspective, which it is, but is it automatic, or is it something you have to choose?
It's something that you have to choose. And I will say that it takes more than it's a process of elimination.
Okay.
It's a process of dying. I'm talking to you husbands, okay, to you men. Mm-hmm. It's a process of you dying. When you say, or when the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Mm-hmm. What did Christ do for the church? Mm-hmm. He died for it.
Right. I think that's where people get stuck at.
Yeah,
they quote the scripture, but don't really look at how did Christ love the church. Because if you look at how he loved the church, then you can mimic that. You know what I'm saying? He died a physical death. Well, we know that we're not saying, husbands, you got to die, like literally. Physically.
Yes, we are. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. But there is a like you said, a sacrifice. And sacrifice don't feel good. Because sacrifice is a decision. It is a conscious decision to choose somebody else's feelings or wants above your own.
It is.
And not act like a martyr while you're doing it.
Right. But the distinction is found in love. The world has a different understanding of what love is. I came into the knowledge of this from a personal standpoint a couple of years ago, because I started realizing that, I'll make love to you if you want me to. I used to say, the making love part, it sounds good, but for the man, mm-hmm, it's really not making love. Mm-hmm. It's really getting your needs met sexually, mm-hmm. which doesn't have to be love mm-hmm. from a natural perspective. Mm-hmm. You have to choose. That's why it's so different for the kingdom of God to understand that there is a difference between the functionality of a man who is a king mm-hmm. in the kingdom of God, because mm-hmm. he knows what love is. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't know what it is, we're here to tell you. Mm-hmm. Love is sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Because as Christ didn't love the world or the church enough to die for it, there will be no church. Mm-hmm. There will be no salvation. So he chose to make himself sin so that there would be life. He was a life-giving spirit. That's what this whole, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 45th verse, and through the 49th, it explains that he is a life-giving spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what men are in the kingdom of God. We are life-giving mm-hmm. spirits. Mm-hmm. It overcomes the natural perspective mm-hmm. and it flows unconditionally mm-hmm. based on love mm-hmm. and nothing else. Not how good you look. We want you to look good, but if you start getting a little wrinkled, the love is there. If your hair start graying, mm-hmm. if you put on some pounds, love is there. If you don't want to give it up, mm-hmm. you still love because you know what I'm saying. But that is a different perspective from the man, mm-hmm. natural man, because the natural man is all about himself, right. Self-preservation, self-serving,
right.
All the things that make a man say, "I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I have needs." When you're in Christ, you don't have no needs because mm-hmm. he meets them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say to the person listening saying, "Well, Christ ain't going to be in the bed with me."
I'm going to say, lose hair because you have the devil.
But that's a real thing.
I mean, it's a real...
But whatever you commit to the Lord, he can keep, right?
Yeah. So... whatever you commit to him is, and commitment is based on what you said, but it's based upon choice. Mm-hmm. It's based upon you choose. If you choose to make, you see, we say stuff, but we don't really mean it. Mm-hmm. You have to get to the point in your life when you say Jesus Christ, Yeshua, however you call him, is the Lord of my life. Mm-hmm. Then he is Lord of my life. Mm-hmm. You can't have, he can't be a half Lord.
Right.
You can't submit to Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Messiah one day and submit to the devil the next. Mm-hmm. You got one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. And the choice that you make, men of God, you don't have to make it, but understand that you are in the kingdom
right.
of God. You are part of a royal priesthood that is not of this world. Mm-hmm. You are part of what's that word you used it years ago? Mm-hmm. Oh, she, let me tell y'all something. She real deep. She used this word years ago, treason. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, you know how many times we commit treason because we take on a mindset of the world and call it the kingdom of God, and it's just, it ain't nothing close to it.
Trying to create a kingdom in a kingdom.
Trying to create a kingdom, so you're trying to create your own kingdom.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're talking about. But listen, this is just an intro tonight.
An intro.
It's just the intro. We ain't even get real deep. We going to get deep. We going to get straight up funky for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we just, you know, keep invite your friends. Listen, this I want to tell you. This no discrimination, but this is it, you know, this is for the body of Christ, with all due respect.
So warn the people, if you invite people who are not part of the kingdom, just let them know.
Yeah, get ready.
This is the perspective.
Right. This is the kingdom perspective. We're not here to judge nobody. And we are sticking to the foundation of faith and what the Word of God says about marriage. Point blank, period. Period. So the Facebook, we created a Facebook page so that we can have conversation. It's private. And again, we're glad to have you to be a part of this podcast. And we will see you the next time we see you and talk to you the next time that we talk to you. Mm-hmm. So sorry you can't see our faces, but it's all right. We still look good to be,
you know. Thank you for listening.
All right. God bless you. Peace.